When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
What up, what up? Welcome to My Real Talk Radio. This is your host, Jamel.
It's your girl, Miss Liz, bringing you the dopest unsigned talent from east to west, to down south, and back up top.
And as always, bring you the latest and greatest gossip every single week. Who else but me? Derek Dwayne. And we are My Real Talk Radio. Of course, we're coming to you live on MRTRShow.com. Make sure you guys call in right now. Hit us up, 646-915-8100. Let's go.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
Y'all ready?
I'm finna tell you what we gonna do.
Finna fly so high. Here you go.
Yeah.
I'ma fly so high, catch a wing, yeah. Wonder why I can relate, should've been there. Wondering where I've been, I've been in the air. Flying with the wing king, cause he been here. Rumors keep up and spooning, I got the room to spread out and move and fly up and choosing to toss out the ruin. But I got my wings, but I got to lose. Swing from the beams now, got the freedom to jump up and swing now. Maybe scream out, no I can't stop, won't stop, I'm off the dream. Never scared, never off the theme, cause I got my wings. I keep on imagining all the joy that the past will bring. So we gotta fly high to the sky, for the one to give you life, that's not just an everything. Gotta go worldwide with the music. And with the gay me, I'ma use it. Rock, rockin' with Jehovah, you know I'm a SWAT team soldier. And that's what I'm choosing. Ain't no clothes in my dough. I do it for Christ, man. I chosen a code. Don't make like a ribbon and go with the flow.
With the flow.
Just go,
man,
you
I'm
know.
Flying high, man, I'm flying high. Get it with a minute, man, I'm gliding high. And I'm on a ride. There's no deny, I'm so alive. I'm so alive. You wanna ride, come take a ride. We gonna fly, yeah. Brakes don't matter, man, I'm taking off.
I'm taking off.
Brakes don't matter, man, I'm taking off.
I'm taking off.
Brakes don't matter, man, we shake them off.
Let emotions grow, matter of fact, let emotions show. Got caught up in the web, can't expect what you think is legit. That's right, man, life is true. Why I'm steady trying to be more, be bored. I wanna travel the world, I wanna see more. And I just write rhymes for my health in the notepad. Maybe switch it up on a keyboard. My God put me on a major game. Soldier, yeah, major pain. Got me ripping a major name. And I'm flying high, big wings on a major plane. Major insane, bust out from the cage I came. Can't move when I raise his name. I can't stop, won't stop, give me the mic. I'm finna fight, hop on that stage and sing. You won't find me dying anywhere behind me, so I gotta roll up. You gon' see me trying, might not be climbing, so I gotta grow up. Enemy they tryna blind me, trying to define me, but I'm like, you know what?
You know what?
You gon' see me flying in good timing, cause I gotta go up.
Man, I'm flying high, man, I'm flying high. Get it with a minute, man, I'm gliding sky. And I'm on a ride, there's no deny, I'm so alive. You're so alive, you wanna ride, come take a ride.
Connected with us, hit us up on our website at MRTRShow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Real Talk Radio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag My Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go. Now, we are live in the building with a very, very special guest, a very, very talented guest, a very positive guest. He's a Christian rapper and an urban activist, Gabriel Carter. Welcome to My Real Talk Radio, and how is everything?
It's going great, sir. Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Definitely excited to have you on. You have a unique gift, and I appreciate those that can showcase their talent to the Lord, the man above. So, first and foremost, how was everything with you, and what you been up to?
It's been great. You know, things have been really moving along, and God has been really good in opening doors and avenues for me to be able to share my music and me releasing new music. I've been doing that every month here the past couple months with my single, starting with See What I've Been Through and then Fly High after that. But and I've been after those dropped, I've been having some appearances as well. I have a show coming up this coming Saturday in Atlanta called The Meaningful Music Showcase. And so I'm just grateful for all the things that all the doors that are opening right now. So I'm just taking them in stride and just going with them.
Okay. Now just describe a little bit of your upbringing. Where are you from and how was life growing up?
Life for me, you know, I'm a military brat. You know, I was born in Panama. Only was there till I was 2 years old. And my dad's in the Air Force, He's retired, both active duty and reserve. He's still in service now. But I lived in New Mexico, Arizona, California. I visited there for a little while. And I've had the shortest amount of traveling just because I'm the youngest out of three. My oldest brother is 5 years older, and my middle brother is 3 years older. But Alabama is the last place where I reside now. That's I've been here the most time. And other than that, you know, it's been I was raised in the church. You know, my parents are still together. I'm grateful for that. That's really had a positive impact, significant impact on my life and how I, you know, and how I think. And you know, as far as the you know, the household being staying together. But other than that, I went to a little private Christian school called New Life, played all sports, you know, basketball being my main sport. And I graduated a salutatorian. After that, you know, I took a year off and worked. Not a year off, I just didn't go directly into college. Started working with Vector Marketing, you know, as a consultant, marketing consultant. And did well in that, and still pursuing that to some degree right now. And then went to AUM, where I'm at now, still working on my information systems degree in marketing. So that's what's going on right now. Just and can't forget about this. I started playing the drums when I was about 12 years old in this competition called Fine Arts. And my old youth pastor's wife, Kelly Williams, she recommended that me and my brother started a rap group out of nowhere. And so that's kind of how we got into it. Steven, my middle brother, being my partner in the rap. And, you know, as I did it every year, we were good at it. We won first place at these events and stuff like that, went to nationals and had a very successful time in it. And that led to me pursuing it, like, you know, wholeheartedly. And so that decision took place. I'm 25 now, and I was about 21 years old. And I went to this talent explosion and won first place and won some cash and stuff like that. And got put on with this producer, as far as producing videos and stuff like that. And that's when I actually got my first visuals and stuff like that. That's really what put me in the mind frame, like, this can be real. You know, this is, you know, in my mind at least, you know, I really had no clue of what all it entailed. But from the start, that's what got me starting and pushing, you know, because, you know, I was getting views and hits and stuff like that. But other than that, that's really how I got into music, you could say, from fine arts and, you know, just pursuing it like that. But I also give drum lessons as well. I have a drum company called, or a business called The Drum Chop. And I really just feel like it's important to give people an opportunity to share or to release frustration, you know what I'm saying? And and to positive channels, you know, to save lives, really, you know, it could. And, like, the best outlet for all pain, I believe, is, like, either something to do with music, listening, playing it, sharing it, what have you. Because, I mean, it's really, it's a gift from God, you know.
But, you know what I find interesting, too, because, of course, when you found your love for the arts and music and that kind of thing, you know, you stay grounded. I mean, for you to continue to make gospel music is a really good thing. It probably wasn't the most popular thing as you were growing up. So what made you stick to that genre?
You know, I just always feel like, and what this is what holds me down even now, because it's so hard to want to, like, pursue. It's so hard to stay in that lane of gospel music, Christian music. And because I've always wanted to kind of get out and just say, oh, I just do positive music so I can still have a reason to do some of the, you know, take chances and stuff like that. But the reason why I stick to gospel, to Christian music, I'm a Christian hip-hop artist, is because I believe it's the greatest message that you can speak on, like, in any arena, you know. And if I was, you know, I don't know, name a famous profession or that makes a lot of money, being a public speaker or what have you, a motivational speaker. You can be speaking on good things, but if it's not the Christ, if it's not about Jesus Christ, you know what I'm saying, then it's not the greatest thing. It still helps people, but it's not the greatest message to me, you know, because it boils down to that, because nothing else really matters to me, you know what I'm saying, as far as the whole picture. Like, this, all everything else is going to be gone eventually, you know?
You know, it's crazy, because when I grew up, because I grew up in church and got really, really involved in church at a young age, and this was around the time that Kirk Franklin released, you know, Kirk Franklin and the Family. That was the album that pretty much, to me, put Kirk Franklin on the map. The reason why I sing and speak it to me, Lord Jesus. And at that time, what I liked about Kirk Franklin, And that particular album was a really, really traditional gospel album. It did have a couple little pop elements to it, you know, a little reggae vibe to it, especially with Speak It To Me, Lord Jesus. But I just felt with Kirk Franklin, he was doing something that was unheard of at that time, because he was bringing gospel to the mainstream in terms of using the more of the hip-hop or pop sound to it. And it really, really worked well for him. And sometimes I think Kirk Franklin doesn't get enough credit for that. I mean, so I guess my question to you is, who are some of your influences, whether they're in the gospel realm or, you know, hip-hop or R&B?
You know what? Kirk Franklin would be one of them, because he really, you said it, brought that mainstream sound to the gospel world. And that is really, that was one of my goals. It still is my goal, because a lot of people think that it's, you know, Christian music is subpar to any other genre, you know, so in production and in songwriting and the lyrics or what have you, you know. But as far as my inspiration, I could say it started in the secular world. T.I., you got, I mean, I like Drake. But really, honestly, to be straight 100 with you, a lot of things that I've come up with and a lot of stuff that I write and all that good stuff it comes from my brother, Steven. He really kind of molded, he really helped. And really, T.I. is really one of my biggest fans, you know, it's like, I'm
You're
a big
fan of T.I.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean. Definitely. I wish it was the other way, but maybe someday.
I mean, you never know. And see, the thing I like about Kirk Franklin, even though Kirk Franklin is, you know, 40, 50 years old and that, he's still making his own type of gospel music. You know, even though I laugh at him when I start seeing him, you know, Crip Walk and do the Nay Nay and the Pop Lock and Drop It to gospel songs, I still give him credit for continuing to try to move gospel into that mainstream platform. So, like I said, Kurt Franklin could do no wrong in my book. Do I think it's a little bit much when he's doing the Crip Walk and that kind of stuff to gospel music? But you know what? It's all good. So, shout out to Kurt Franklin.
Yeah,
shout out to Kurt Franklin. Now, of course, you got two singles out, Fly High and See What I've Been Through. What's the inspiration behind both joints?
All right, well, See What I've Been Through, it's just like, it's really just talking about the struggle, you know. It could be your mind, the struggle in your mind, or what have you, because my main line, really what brought the song to what it was it's in Romans. That's all I can tell you, because I forget the actual passage, but Paul was saying, and he says, things I want to do, but I don't, you know, and things I don't want to do, I do, you know. And so my line was, just to make it clear, things I want to do, but I don't, I fall worse. Things I don't want to do, I do. Paul's words, you know. And so that's just saying the things that we know what to do. Everybody has the natural inclination to know what to do, right from wrong, you know. But the flesh is so strong sometimes, and sometimes you don't know exactly what to do. And so, you know, we got options. You know, a lot of options nowadays. And so it's just the struggle, we're talking about that struggle between wanting to do right, but not really having the capability sometimes of the knowing what to do, you know, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
No, trust me, I'm following you. I'm trying to follow you, but I get you. Okay. Now, of course, with these two singles out, do you have it? And I know you said you're going to be releasing singles for a bit. Are you working on an actual album or mixtape?
I am. The title is still in progress, but I have 18 songs that are like ready within, you know, about 16, but 18 songs that are basically done. And my goal was to release that in May, this coming, like, May 2017. Mm-hmm. And, but I kind of changed my mind a couple weeks ago. I'm going to split that into three EPs so people won't have to wait for new music, like till next year, you know? Besides the singles, I'm going to keep dropping these singles, but I want, like, copies to where I can actually, when I do shows, I can have little EPs ready. Then at the end of the third EP that split from those 18 songs, I'm going to have a deluxe EP, or deluxe album, rather. And with all of that, what I've dropped of those 18 songs. So that's in the works right now as far as deciding when I'm going to drop the first little EP and which song is going to be on that. So that's in the works now. But I'm sticking to my guns about dropping a song each month. I haven't figured out exactly how I'm gonna do that and drop a single every month and then drop the first EP, but it's gonna get figured out. I gotta keep this music going.
I mean, like I said, you know, as they say, I can do all things through Christ. So I'm pretty sure that everything is definitely gonna work out for you. Again, I respect you. You're young. You're making the music that you want to make, especially if it's coming from the heart, and you're making it for the Lord. So I'm pretty sure you're going to have a very, very promising career. So I guess my last question to you before I let you get out of here, you mentioned you want to, you know, have some copies of your singles available for when you perform. Now, have you been able to perform in front of a live crowd yet?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. I've had some local churches, and even churches in Atlanta and in Florida. My busiest time was really like the beginning, the end of last year and the beginning of this year, and things kind of got a little slow. But the past about 8 months, I've had a good like 20 appearances.
Huh?
But mainly churches and stuff like that, of course. Youth group.
And how is it? I mean, because of course you grew up in church, so I'm pretty sure it's basically like a second home to you. I'm pretty sure your family is really, really supportive of what you do. Now, when you do perform in churches, you're performing your singles, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And yes, not just of, well, yeah, my singles and of course some older music that they may have known. But yes.
Definitely excited about that. Again, please shout out all your social media outlets where fans can pick up your music and keep up with you.
Okay, absolutely. My Instagram, you can just it's at Gable Carter Music. My Twitter is Mr. Miguel3. It's my middle name. On Facebook, if you want to follow my personal profile, just type in Gabriel Miguel Carter. And my Jabril site, my fan page is, you can just type in Jabril in the search bar, or you could put www.facebook.com/JabrilMiguelMusic. And those are the sites that I'm on regularly. My Snapchat, I'm on there every day, is GMiguel3. And that sums it up right there.
Okay. Well, I personally want to say you're an official friend of the show. Anytime that you want to come on and promote a project or be an inspiration to this generation or, you know, chat with your fans next time, you're always welcome.
Awesome. Thank you.
Also, real quick, please shout out all the people who've been rocking with you. Any shout outs you want to give out real quick before we get you out of here?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm going to shout you out, my man. I appreciate you having me again. And
No problem.
Yes, sir. My aunt, Gianna Guerrero, I love her. She has been a blessing to me. I've been doing a lot for me. My brother, Steven, my boy, he's my male brother. My pops, my moms, it's my fam, you already know. And all the fans that be rocking with me since day one, since new of me. And only y'all gonna know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, all right, bro. But listen, you take care. You keep up the good work. And I will definitely be keeping up with you. And I'll chat with you soon.
That's what's up. Thank you, sir.
All right, bro. Have a good night.
All right, you too.
Yeah. Let me talk to you. Sometimes it's like it's not all what it seems till the time is right. At times, gotta have vision with no sight. Ay, cause what you see is what you have, yeah, you know this.
Yeah, you know
but
this.
What you say is what you get, it's time you know this. See what I've been through, see what I've been through. Life is a message, you send it in, I'ma catch it. Hope for the best and the rest, it's just a test and the blessing. Giving this best and my stress about to be X. I got more rhymes, more time, split it out. With a feeling, I'ma shout to my doubts, spilling out. Making an ounce, I'm back for the ride of my fire ain't burning out. So it's time that I arrive, I got more minutes, but no more gimmicks, I'm finished. With all this back and forth, ain't no more tennis. The game is just a game that is lame. I can't contain any rain. So this mission ain't missing, I'm in my lane, no crash. Safety first, no texting and driving. Me, myself, most high and keeping it alive. And things I wanna do, but I don't, I fall worse. And things I don't wanna do, I do. Pause words, I know, they call on them whenever the time needed. Proceeded to ignoring the pain, kept repeating, I'm done. My heart racing from chasing was long gone. My heart beat in regular pace, but the song on the wanna disappoint a soul, that's my goal. But oh, how pleasing people can cloud your mind and control. I know, that's why I gotta go ahead and get my best now. Put me to the test now, get it on my chest now. And ain't no need to really act up. And yeah, he did what he did, we ain't backing up. Place in the map, but I know that that's my baton. I let him finish the lap. I'm saying I'm flying higher than I've ever seen, replacing things with better things. But it's all him, cause ain't no seeing.
Oh yeah, we finna see.
Some crazy things on the rise, so let it be no surprise, no fear in your mind. Don't put my love in chasing paper, not even gonna date her. Nothing but the Lord become my anchor, because it's him that gon' be raising me up. He filling my cup, that's why I know I have me enough. I'm saying when time stops spinning, who gon' be ascending? All I'm saying don't matter, it can be you losing the winning. Y'all don't have problems in it. I ain't trying to catch you slipping, focusing on my mission. His fear is growing within it, that's why we make a difference. His grace is sufficient, but I ain't gonna.
gon' be ignorant. All the stress in my mind, you know I gotta give it. Gon' make your moves, it's not the ones you were peeling. We were born winners. So let me ask you one thing: if you believe that the cross will make you clean, then you will be redeemed. It ain't my feeling, your condition or tradition. You with the hell and back forward, so the keys ain't missing. Y'all seen with
yeah.
And ain't no need to really act up.
And yeah, he did what he did. We ain't backing
up. I'm facing
my pain. I'm
being
ashamed. I'm not always be the same.
And ain't no need to really act up.
Right on my side all that time. We ain't backing
up.
Ain't no fear of my name.
Cause
I walk with the
cane.
So we gonna obtain all.
Stay connected with us. Hit us up on our website at mrtrshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Real Talk Radio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag My Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you love the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift.